This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
If you really need another reason to tell everyone why Melbourne is the best city in Australia, we welcome into the Joy Studios Mr. Jonathan Halloway, the Artistic Director for this year's Melbourne International Arts Festival. Jonathan, welcome to Joy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Pleasure to have you here. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I love the mornings. No, really. I don't. I love the mornings. They're great.
Yeah, art festivals are a nighttime thing.
They really are. This is the wrong 7:30 for me. But.
Well, Melbourne International Arts Festival is in its 33rd year.
No, 34th.
Thomas, I'm making amendments to your details here.
We look young. I mean, we're carrying ourselves well.
You know me with mathematics. I thought I did pretty good getting to 33, trying to count from 1986.
We moisturise. We keep ourselves as fresh as we can.
Thank you.
Look great.
Thank you. We don't look a year over 33.
There's a large variety of activities coming from dance, theatre, music, circus, visual arts and multimedia. This is a busy darn festival. When does the festival begin? I want to know.
So it technically begins next Wednesday with Tandarum, but really, for the audience, obviously, for real people, it starts next Wednesday. But we're already into it, and it's great. Things people have started arriving. The Spiegel tent's being built. The trams are being liveried. It's superb. It's a great time.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. One of my favourite things from last year was the tram artwork. And not only is it it's so Melbourne, having trams going around done up, and what a funky way to have your daily commute. Look, it's coming back again this year. Tell us all about it.
So we have 8 trams. We had 230 applications from artists to basically come up with an artwork that would be then put onto a tram. So actually, at any time, commissioning artwork is a fabulous thing. But when you then get to livery it or put it onto a 40-ton tram and have it drive around a great city for 6 months, we all get a bit giddy about it. And so we selected down from 230 to 8, and those 8 trams start rolling out. Pun intended. On the 8th of October.
Good. Today's the day of the trams aren't even rolling, are they? That's a real shame.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. When do the trams roll out? When will we see our first one?
So first one is the 8th of October. Then on, it's for the next 10 days, one every day and a half or something. I haven't done the maths.
Well, I heard you say you get 230 come through. Do they get free rein of, the art they want to, put in? Or is it do you give them a theme? Is there a certain way they come?
It starts with a theme, an idea, which is pretty broad this year. It's about the connectivity of Melbourne and representing the range of communities and about how the festival and the tram network, these iconic ideas, link the whole city.
Right.
And then, yes, from those 230, people can submit anything, but obviously the 8 that we choose tend to have a variety. There's always one that's a community tram. So this year it's from a group of grade 3 students.
That's going to be cute.
Yeah. Beacon Hills Grade 3 Collective. And it's just a riot of colour. It looks like a Keith Haring artwork. It's got it says welcome on it. It's beautiful. There's some from emerging artists, some from sort of long-term professional artists. There's one from Vandal, who is a primarily street art artist, and she's talking about her Aboriginal heritage, but also about using graph and using spray paints and it's a great thing.
Because there's 7 new artists coming through, and one of them is actually going to be, a recreation from an original art from the first festival in 1986.
From the first year of the trams, Leslie Dumbrell, her art tram. So we're recreating her iconic tram, which is, again,
and she was
really
a pioneer
nice.
In Australian women's movement, in the art movement, so she was very important in Melbourne with her art and what she did. So is that you're recreating her original tram from 86?
So we've worked with her and to recreate the artwork, and that will go onto the trams and be out there. So it's really nice to kind of go right back to the beginning and have a moment. The first tram of the 4 years I've been here was the Rico Reni tram that said always was on one side and always will be on the other side, which is just stunning. And from then on, every tram has been brilliant.
And not only did you guys get to pick the beautiful eight artworks that come in, the people get involved in this as well. We have a People's Choice Award where we can actually go and vote for the tram we like the best.
Absolutely. So you get to vote for your, the People's Choice Popular Award.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you go along there, you go to the festival.melbourne/arttrams and you can vote for, when you get to see them all going through. We covered, last year we had a great one. We got to actually hold up your mobile and as the tram went by, it made music and sounds and did all of that. That was actually quite fun.
That's so cool.
And it was so great to actually see it go for the whole 6 months. So it became quite exciting because first time I tried to do it, I was a little bit tiddly. You know what I mean? And trying to hold the phone.
But I know you with phones, I understand. And look, there are so many events happening in October. Can you tell us what you're most excited about?
A whole range of things, actually. I'm really excited about the Nico project, which is towards the end of the festival. And if anyone is a fan of the Velvet Underground or that classic album they made with Nico, or indeed great theatre, that's unmissable and is an exclusive. Really excited about the Flaming Lips, who are on in a week or so. And we just had... So I was talking to the technical team yesterday who I was saying, what are the funniest riders or funniest lists of things we have to order in? And Flaming Lips have said they're bringing the Space Ball, which is the massive inflatable ball that Wayne rolls onto stage in to sing a song. And normally what happens is he then rolls out into the audience and over the audience. But because of the angle of the Hamer Hall, if he did that, he would just crash to the ground. So we have to put a member of staff at the front to push him back towards the drums. But my favourite fact is they're also bringing a unicorn that he rides down the aisle halfway through the concert on a unicorn and then turns around and rides back up the aisle. And our technical team was sort of saying, well, we need to work out if we can turn the unicorn around so he can ride back up. And we said, well, how big's the unicorn? And they said, oh, it's life size. We were like, oh, so it's a life-size, mythical, magical, non-existent creature. That's great. So now we're trying to work out what is the turning circle for a thing that doesn't exist. Yeah. And we've worked out that if it's too big, he's not going to be able to turn it around. He's going to have to back up the aisle.
Back up!
Whilst the band play their classic hit, beep, 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 beep. And as our health and safety team said, if that happens, everyone stays in their seats. But if they start playing their great song, whoop, 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 we all evacuate. It's great.
Sounds like a definite one to want to see.
Absolutely.
Look, they just don't happen in the city of Melbourne. They happen around Melbourne, which is great. You send it out. But do all the tickets cost the earth? You know, we're all worried for money. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, tickets start at $5 for things. There's a lot of free work.
There's lots of free as well.
And also every night after 9:30, the Spiegel tent is free and there's bands on and DJs on every night, bar two. And so you can go there and for free, see Mirror on Melbourne. Which is our sort of late night program, which is like 9:30 onwards. Like, for me, that's not that late night, but I don't run the breakfast program. It's probably crazy guy. Crazy talk.
Look, we get out. Look, at Spiegel Tent's back. I'm so excited. We haven't taken you yet to a Spiegel Tent.
You haven't taken me to a Spiegel Tent. No, you've told me about it.
We're definitely going to do it. It is a magical experience to be inside one and just to see art and theatre. It is fantastic music.
I'm excited about the DJs they've got going on.
There's a lot happening. Ooh. Look, if we need to go and check out the festival program or we want to buy tickets, because there's going to be some, like the Flaming Lips, they're going to sell out. Yeah. You know, you got to get in quick. When do they go on sale? Where can we get them?
Everything's on sale. You can go on the internet to festival.melbourne or you can ring up the festival on a phone number. And that's all great. I don't do detail.
No.
It's they're everywhere, but they're out there now. So and a lot of events have sold out.
They're already sold out, yeah.
A few have. I mean, one night of Flaming Lips is completely gone. The other's nearly there, but it's looking good. We're really, really happy.
Well, look, let's be honest. So the Melbourne International Arts Festival is the only festival in Australia you'd want to go to. I mean, I know the Adelaide ones like to think they
we promote crazy. Other festivals that are right.
No, but I'm saying it is the best in the world. You're going right. to go. They're going to sell out quick, so you've got to quickly get there. Like you said, it's at festival.melbourne.
Yep.
Has the whole program. You can buy your tickets through there. Getting very quick. And, of course, Andy will add the link to all our socials. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.